this shit to parlay shit.
Oh, that's bad.
You
when,
know? And see, that's why I try to tell people.
When you're doing that, make it right here.
Yeah. And, you know, my concept of life is like this. I get up in the morning.
Yeah.
I take my
seat. Continue on Northwood Drive for half a mile.
Right?
Yeah.
I go back home to my wife.
Oh.
You know, see what our day gonna be like.
How long have you been married to your wife?
I've been married for 13 years.
Wow, I'm happy for you, man.
Thank you. This is my second marriage.
Yeah, I was unsuccessful.
Wow.
Twice, I flunked.
How?
Well, I really couldn't figure it out. I think I wasn't just corralled for this shit. That's all.
Okay.
And I guess the sex is the thing.
Sex.
And I was unfortunate to marry. They just not love you. They not love you to me. That's
you
all.
Know what, though?
Straight cross. Or I make it right.
Which way is
I can't
going?
Remember. Let me just make this right. I don't know where.
You know, my thing is a lot of women. Like this. If you got to cheat, you don't need her.
Okay.
In 300 feet, turn left onto Midwood Avenue.
Turn left. I think I made.
Take the next left onto Midwood
right.
Avenue.
Right. Let me turn left.
My wife.
Yeah.
We lay beside each other every night.
Okay.
We hug each other. We kiss each other.
That's good.
Don't mean we ought to fuck.
I think you are lucky.
I lay there. I don't try to ask. I don't want no sex every goddamn night. What I need was sex every night. She ain't going away. I ain't going.
No.
In a quarter mile, turn left onto Woodburn Avenue.
You are meant for each other.
Right.
This long. That's all. That's long. That's all I can say. I don't know if I should go straight or make a left here.
Let me put on GPS.
I lost it. I lost my GPS is not talking right now. That's all.
Well, I put it on my phone.
It's crazy.
GPS 1523.
That's right.
That's the Morton Court South.
Where you say it's near. It's
right
off.
Right off of Carolina Avenue.
All right. If I can get to the main road, I'll be okay.
Got it right.
Like Alameda or even York Road. This is probably taking me to Woodburn or something. It's all.
We're just talking, going around the
money. It's okay. It's life.
All right, go up to Woodburn Avenue.
Mm-hmm. It's life. It's life, my brother.
Yeah, life.
And the dead guys, they cannot come and join us with the shit we are doing.
No,
and I understand that they would love to. Did you hear me?
Yes.
I understand that they would love to join us in
left.
This talk.
Yeah, make a left here, Woodburn.
I will.
Up here at the light.
I understand that they will love.
Take the next left
to
onto
join
Woodburn
us
Avenue.
Yeah.
In the talk.
Yep.
But they cannot come.
No.
There is a divide. And we cannot go there either.
No, we can't.
You have to die
feet,
first.
Turn right onto the Alameda.
God is awesome, man.
Yeah, we're going to turn right on at the light.
I will.
At the Alameda.
For sure.
You know, it's like this.
I like your spirit about
thank you.
Money and not letting you make money, but you don't let money make you.
Turn right onto the Alameda.
How sure are you about that balancing act that you just come up? Yeah.
I'm going home right now.
Right? You don't let money make you.
Right.
You make money.
I did my job, now I'm
okay.
Going home.
All right.
I ain't gonna be chasing it.
Okay, let's talk about women then.
Mm-hmm.
What is your opinion about women?
What is my concept
opinion
about women?
Yeah. What do you think?
A lot of
continue on the Alameda for 2 miles.
You got a difference. You got a girl and you have a woman.
Okay.
A lot of these girls out here holler, I'm a grown woman.
Okay.
What makes you a woman?
Because
I got a job. I take care of my kids. That don't make
but
you a woman.
But they ain't got morals.
That makes you a woman.
No.
Do you got self-respect?
They don't know how to deal with men.
A lot of these girls out here, they screw everything they can run across.
You are right. Like my own girlfriend, for almost for 7-8 years, we've been doing stuff since she was 35.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's going on 46. And all she wants is money for sex. It's boring. It's boring.
Bullshit. If I got to pay you to have sex,
it's a whore.
A
she's a whore.
No, that's a prostitute.
Yeah, that's what she is. And so she doesn't. And then she turned around. She said, I think she's a prostitute almost, but right. She will use a different word, right? I think she's but she doesn't use the word prostitute or whore.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what she is.
An escort.
She doesn't want to negotiate. Mm-hmm. Plus she's useless.
Mm-hmm.
Next time I took her to laundromat, I said, could you help me wash? I carried the load she got to the laundry and asked her to wash maybe 5 of my clothes. She said nope. But one thing she did is like pull up. She claims she hasn't been fucking for long either. She allowed me to be playing with the pusala.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the back, you know, she saw where you are, right?
Right.
That then she's trying to convince me that it's tight. You see how tight? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You think I was born yesterday? They lie too much.
Fuck me. Go home, dish that shit out.
Uh huh.
Take a bath.
Yeah.
More water. Dish it out. Uh-huh. It's gonna tighten right back up.
Plus,
I ain't had sex in months. Damn right, that's for having sex with me 20 minutes ago.
Then to do her later, she wants a whole lot of money. I said, I don't mind giving you $50 every week because I can be chilling with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like every week, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there is sex, because I need it, I'm trying to get my own apartment. When we were together, I got about 3 homes.
Right.
But I lost
everything.
So I'm start. But they're useless, man. They can never be there for you. Just only them. I left her alone. She left me alone too. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's something else, man. You can't even wash my clothes. I carry the bags. She wants something like maybe $50 for a shot. Nah, too much.
$50 for a shot of pussy?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. That's you trade sex for money. If you're doing it to me, who else you doing it with?
Uh-huh. And the man that I saw with her about 3 weeks ago at Dollar General,
mm-hmm.
I said maybe that was a man now and all that, you know. She said no, he's in the hospital. I said for what? He said his lungs collapse or something.
Mm-hmm.
So. And even the sex, I do not want him. In the sense that I got my own health issues, right?
Right.
And I'm 75. And the way we came through Pusala. And if you don't take time,
right,
you can go through it too.
Mm-hmm.
My professor friend told me about another professor who took an 18-year-old woman, right?
Right.
To a hotel. And the 19-year-old woman just undressed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the 70-year-old man saw the titties, right?
Right.
Strong and beautiful. The man died. I understand that the lady ran to the lobby. I didn't touch him. I didn't do anything to him. Can you believe that?
Woo!
I do not understand that one.
He was excited. But
he expired.
Mm-hmm.
Married though, but to me, my own mind, when it comes to sex, I think my spirit wants to finish it. I don't believe that I should die through that shit.
No, hell no.
I gotta finish this shit.
Damn right.
Why would I just die like that? I'm having some sacred shit. That thing brought us here. That's why when you guys are talking about slavery and the shit, I ain't got nothing to do with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's about sex.
Yeah, right.
Mommy, papi, the ziggy, ziggy, ziggy. Mm-hmm. And here we all are. Nobody can recall asking God, hey God, I want to be an African American. Hey God, I want to be African. Oh, bullshit.
Yeah.
People ask me now, where in Africa I came from. I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
It never helped me. Instead of helping me, they box me. Oh, he's Nigerian. That's why I say he's a nigger. Ignorant.
And that's it. But, you know what? This what gets me.
Mm-hmm.
Women, I sit right here, they get mad. You be like, oh, fuck you, bitch. But I'm like, wait a minute. You let another woman call you bitch.
Yes.
In 1,000 feet, turn right on the Harford Road.
You're a bitch. Yeah. You get mad. Okay? So if you get mad when a man call you a bitch, why you get mad when a female call you a bitch?
Women.
You know, a bitch is a four-legged dog.
Okay. Fucking. Screw it. I will. Fucking everybody.
Turn right onto Harford Road.
Four-legged dog.
Okay.
A bitch will go right in the alley.
But a bitch is almost like the N word too for the guys.
A bitch you cock a leg or piss up on his dog.
Okay.
Right?
Just money.
Continue on Harford Road for 3/4 of a mile.
Okay. In fact, we are even imitating the dog. Do you know the one that is exciting the way I see it? From the rear.
Right.
That's the one that I think can lead to stroke too. Mm-hmm. Like maybe your leg might be shaking or something. And my 46-year-old, my 45-year-old, we did all that. The terrorists. Oh, Gaza.
Damn.
They own the land, man.
Mm-hmm.
The landlord. Damn. Wow.
Get mad if you don't pull over.
He could pull me over. He could say I was using the phone.
Yeah, oh, no, we talking.
I know, but... No, but when you hear... When you see them behind you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you could be pulled over.
Right.
They will waste your time.
Go straight down. I will.
We're going to Caroline.
Yeah, we're going to go to North Avenue and turn right.
Yeah,
turn
left. We can do it. Okay. Yeah, I do so.
Yeah, we'll turn
North
down.
Avenue.
North Avenue.
I do that. Right, it's Caroline. I know the city the way you know Mola, man.
Yeah.
I've been around for too long.
Yeah, that's good, though, man.
I should have been born over here.
You know,
that's why I don't believe in racism, in tribalism. It's all bullshit.
You know what?
In 800 feet, turn left onto East North Avenue.
That's good, man.
And people look at me, they be like...
At least you can see her in the dark.
Yep. They tell you got a white woman. No, I have a woman.
Turn left onto East North Avenue, then turn right onto North Caroline Street.
University, graduated in 1980, but I know that I didn't understand the white people that much. In fact, one professor called me SOB, son of a bitch. So I went to the dean and reported, and they made him to apologize for me. Towson is weird, man. It's nothing but
Towson
white. Towson University, man.
It's mostly a white.
Yeah, mostly white stuff.
And it's like this.
I got my degree there.
I did a documentary with Towson.
Uh-huh.
On drug.
Okay. You did what on drug?
Documentary.
Okay, documentary. Okay.
So right at this corner right here.
So it doesn't mean that they are using.
Take the next right onto North Caroline Street.
Cocaine.
I never did cocaine before.
No, I tried it.
But I experimented with the weed.
I tried.
But I never.
Continue on North Caroline Street for 3/4 of a mile.
Cocaine.
I never did that. That one will freak me out. Okay, marijuana is okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But I told them. What I did, they paid me to do this documentary.
Okay.
Do you work
with the media? Are you a media person or what? Yeah. How did you do documentary on that?
Because I do a lot of outreach work now.
Say what?
I do outreach work right now.
Wow, I'm a podcaster.
Right.
And I've been told in the shelter on Baltimore Street, we were to go to somewhere on the west side. To claim that we want to get away from alcohol, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they will be put there for like 10 days, right? This America is something else. Now that I'm in the street, I'm seeing a whole lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot of shit. Like, I want the government to give me a housing, right?
Right.
I went for X-ray, right?
Right.
They evaluated me mentally. They are giving me the impression that I'm not, what is the word they are using?
Not capable.
No. That I'm not really crazy enough.
You are incompetent.
They have a word for they use it.
Incompetent.
That they know that you are not disabled. They want me to be disabled before I could get into the program.
What program that, you want to get into?
Just to give me housing.
Okay, I can help you do that.
Okay, you got my number.
No, I'm gonna lock your number. When we get to my house,
uh-huh.
I'm gonna talk to you now. Listen. The doctor I deal with,
mm-hmm.
like, can we deal with people, like, do the drug program,
okay,
and house,
yeah,
and what they can do is, like, even going to the drug program,
uh-huh.
allow people to help you get housing,
okay,
you know, and it's like, you go through here, and that's what I do every day,
okay,
now tonight,
uh-huh.
I'm not going to the hospital, I know okay. I'm not going to your hospital,
okay,
to the emergency room I set over there,
okay,
like 11 at night,
okay,
and I recruit.
Well,
not recruit, but I look for the people that's homeless.
Okay, I am, man.
And that's on drugs. And like,
you can see my stuff right there.
Okay, and that's like, I called Dr. Kay. I said, and she's African too.
Okay, good.
Dr. Kay, I said, I got somebody.
Oh, interesting.
Come in.
It's a small world, man.
You know, and she like, Carlos, she said, where they from?
Oh.
And then just knowing that you're African.
Okay.
She's going to call, she going to open that door real fast.
Hmm. Interesting. Anyhow, my name is Power, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lock me in and I'm gonna lock you in too.
Okay.
You know,
we're gonna get you, to the top.
Yeah, okay.
And I ain't gonna let you get away.
Okay. Yeah. I just need help. That's all I'm saying. I met one guy at the shelter, right? Mm-hmm. Like they are trying to help us. His name is Romeo.
Mm-hmm.
He's been to Africa, he's been to, you know, he got about, he speaks about 7 languages.
But I might can get you, bro, I might can get you in a place.
Please.
Tonight.
Really?
They might be able to take you. And I'm going to call her right now while we're driving. You know?
Oh.
And it's like, you know, hey.
Interesting. Life is a trip, man. An American son, then you die.
You know, Dr. K might tell me, man, you'll bring him to me now.
Oh.
Bro, I'll take you out there today. I'll have to take you.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
She might tell you to go to Monument.
To where?
To house. We got a house on Monument.
Okay.
You know, so I'm going to call her now as we speak.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Caroline, and where are we going?
All right, we're going. I'm going to show you.
All right.
We're on Caroline Street now.